Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam in the famous book Fiqh al-Ridha. This hadith and tradition is about not letting trade and business and work divert you from the ritual prayer, the salat. There's a general verse in the Holy Quran which kind of alludes to this matter. God Almighty says the following: men whom neither trading nor bargaining distracts from the remembrance of Allah and the maintenance of prayer and the giving of salat and the giving of zakat, the giving of the alms. They are fearful of a day wherein the heart and the sight will be transformed. So this is a verse that alludes to the fact that business, transactions, work in general shouldn't divert us from the worship of Allah, which is manifested in the form of the ritual prayer, the salat, and the zakat, the giving of alms, and in general, the remembrance of God. In line with this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following tradition in this book, Fiqh al-Ridha, narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam. The Imam alayhi salam says, when you are engaged in your trade and prayer time arrives, let not your trading divert you from it. They'll say that it's time for salat, it's time for the ritual prayer, and you're at work. You should take time to go and make the prayer. Of course, a lot of people who live in the West, for them, sometimes they can't pray at the time of the prayer, at the time of the virtuous time of the prayer, the beginning of it. Their supervisors only allow them to do so on their break. But if there is the opportunity to do so and pray on time, then somebody should definitely try to do so on time. In continuation, the Imam alayhi salam says, for Allah described a certain people and praised them, saying, men whom neither trade nor sale can divert. These people used to trade, but when prayer time arrived, they would leave their trade and stand for their prayer. They deserved more reward than non-traders who prayed. Right? So people, this is interesting. In the end of the tradition, the Imam compares these two groups of people. One group of people who are businessmen, who are at work, and who take time off of work and their trade to go and pray on time. And then other people who pray on time, but they don't have anything to do. They're not at work. They're unemployed or they're off from work, but they pray on time. Right? The Imam says that the first group, the people who prayed on time, even though they were at work and they're busy at their work, are better than people who prayed on time but were not at work. The reward of the first group is definitely more than the reward of the second group. Right? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of taking time off from work to pray on time and not allowing work to divert us from praying on time and from praying. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin. Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.